Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. So hopefully you're coming off of a restful weekend. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, off and running for another week. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
And thank him for that, because no truth out there is... There's no truth out there in this world. We're just going through the news and... Wow, just such deception everywhere.
Well, and that's the whole bottom line. That's why we're doing what we do, because that's the name of the game. We're here to bring the truth in the news and the truth from God's Word. And so so happy to be able to do that in this whole end times scenario. You know, I mean, this is the worst era. I would have never been able to envision anything like this.
I know. Well, it's such loopy things that you just could not have made some of this stuff up.
Well, I would have never guessed in a million years that we would have turned into basically being run by the insane asylum. I would have never guessed that Americans would allow that to happen.
I know. There's plenty of examples here too. You know, I was thinking of that windmill story with the blades that they can't get rid of.
Yeah, and what's up with that? How could a blade be at the end of its life? Does it quit swinging through the air or what?
Right, exactly. I mean, of course, it's a government program, so they're going to throw stuff away when it has still tons of life left.
Well,
in it,
I'm guessing it probably never had tons of life to begin with. They were probably manufactured by somebody that produces strictly green type energy, so that they're designed to fail. You know?
Yeah. They're made of fiberglass and they can only bury them. So there's hundreds of thousands of them that are reaching the ends of their life. And so they can only bury them.
Wow.
I don't know why they can't just sink them in the ocean. I mean, 7 miles deep.
They probably float. If they're made of fiberglass, they probably float. Good grief. Well, that's just, stupid is as stupid does.
That's right.
We already know that stuff doesn't work, and we already know that anything that's supposed to be, replacing standard, reliable type energy, my gosh.
Right.
None of them ever work. I mean,
I know.
There's a reason why coal and natural gas and hydroelectric works so well.
I know what they could do. They could weight them down with all the batteries from the electric vehicles.
There you go.
And just
drop
sink
them in
them
the
both.
Ocean.
I mean, 7 miles down, right? It's, some of those places, 5 miles.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Sorry. Well, we'll make man-made islands out of used.
Hey, there you go. You could rival China's development of their dredging, that they pull up all the dirt from the bottom of the ocean to make themselves little islands to hop right over to Taiwan.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, man, we're coming up with all kinds of ideas. Well, before we get carried away, let's get to the word of the day early today and get well grounded. And
that's right. Start where we should, because the Lord is always first. So the word of the day comes to us from Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 28, which read, "Greatness is serving. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, 'What do you wish?' She said to him, 'Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom.' But Jesus answered and said, 'You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?' They said to him, 'We are able.' So he said to them, 'You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father.' And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, 'You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. And that's it.
Cool.
And yeah. So that is that right there is what God requires of all his leaders that are following in his footsteps.
Servant leaders.
That's right.
That's what he demonstrated.
Right. And that is exactly what our whole nation is founded upon. The whole structure of our government is founded on that principle right there, that people in office don't lead from the top down. They lead from the ground up. They serve the people.
The people are
the ones that are supposed to be instructing them what to do. It is never the other way around in the United States of America.
A common phrase among the founding fathers was no king but Jesus.
That's right.
And George Washington turned it down. And they all thought they need to be representatives of the people and servants of the people. It was a very Christian premise there.
Right. Well, in fact, the word governance is different from the word government, because governance means all forms of governing that lead from the top down, like dictatorship. They tell the people what to do, and government means leadership by the people that are being served by the people in office.
Right.
And so that's the difference between, if you hear the two terms, governance and government. America has government. And so there's also something interesting here in the word ransom there in verse 28, where it says the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. So the Hebrew word for ransom is lutron, and it comes from the verb luo, which means to loose. Hmm. The word signifies a release from slavery or captivity brought about by the payment of a price. Sin demands an expiration, an atonement, a price paid because of the penalty of death that was upon us. Jesus' gift to us was himself, a universal ransom for many that was of vicarious nature. And so lutron defines the price paid, canceling our debt.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And we're so grateful. I mean, without that, we would just be, we'd be toast.
Right. Well, I mean, and
what a merciful thing.
No kidding. And so interesting that of course, the sons of Zebedee, their mom is basically thinking, hey, all you have to do is point at this person and it will be so if you say so, right?
Right.
And he's like, no, that's not exactly all this amounts to be.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting that to drink from his cup, boy, I'm not sure how you might explain that, but the notes say that this says that the cup was used to signify either great joy or great sorrow. And here it refers to Jesus's death and more specifically to God's judgment against sin. And baptism speaks of being immersed in the divinely appointed suffering. And so James and John did indeed suffer. James was the first of the apostles to be martyred, as you can find in Acts 12:2. And in his later years, John suffered persecution and exile.
Yep.
And according to tradition, he was also martyred.
Most of them were killed.
That's right. And so it's interesting that they didn't know that's what they were asking for.
Right. Maybe, are you willing to drink of my cup? Sure.
Right. Which means an intense amount of suffering. And it does say that if you seek to follow in his ways, you must be willing to endure suffering on his behalf.
Right, right.
And so what a fascinating thing that not only are you supposed to be a servant to all the people, but you are supposed to endure suffering on Christ's behalf.
That's right.
So that's quite the calling. If you're looking to walk in his way, which we are, that's just something that you're going to have to plan.
Yeah, and man, this was really cool because, you know, this Saturday we saw this kind of this debate, you know, between an Orthodox Jew and a Christian scholar talking about, you know, how can we know that Jesus really did die and raise from the dead? You know, how can we be sure that their account is true? And one of the things that it goes back to is there's never been a leader, they called him a heretic. There's never been a cult leader who died and then all of his followers didn't scatter.
Right.
You know, I mean, they doubled down because he rose from the dead. And he, you know, the question came up, you know, how can you prove that Jesus actually raised from the dead? These people changed after he raised from the dead.
That's right.
They didn't scatter. Matter of fact, they doubled down and they went to their own deaths.
Yep.
You couldn't have the number of the hundreds and hundreds of people that followed him, especially, you know, even your core group, they're going to scatter. You might have one or two that doesn't want to change their story because, well, they're just, they don't want to be, you know, wrong, and they don't want to be, I don't know. You don't want to be embarrassed, you know.
Persecuted so, unnecessarily.
So to be persecuted unnecessarily, if you really thought this guy was a fraud and he didn't raise from the dead, you would not have the people that went to their deaths.
That's right.
In the early church.
And plus, they watched him ascend into the sky and into the clouds.
Right.
With nothing picking him up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, that alone, I think that's pretty outstanding. You know, Granted, walking on water, now that was pretty darn cool too, but you know, all the miracles that surrounded Jesus. I mean, he's God. Right. What else would you expect? But still, I mean, all of the astonishing, miraculous things that he did, of course they're going to stick to him.
But also we're talking, you know, logic here, right? Logically, they saw him raise people from the dead. They saw him do miracles. He walked on the water. He raised from the dead. And all of those things logically should convince somebody who witnessed it.
Right.
But there is a supernatural component that it's impossible to inject into a debate with somebody, say right. An Orthodox Jew, convince me, you know. But it was when Jesus, right before his ascension, he broke the bread and gave it to them, and then their eyes were opened and they knew him.
Right.
That's a supernatural thing that you can't inject into an argument. It's a component that you can't bring forward. And that's the faith part. Either you believe or you don't.
Right.
I have
to say that, you know, there's that conversation that Jesus is having with the disciples about who do you think I am? You know, and different ones are saying, John the Baptist. You know, Pastor Robert Morris, he did an excellent sermon on this. It was so funny. We about laughed ourselves silly on this one because here the guy that says John the Baptist, and so he points out Jesus is probably sitting there thinking, John the Baptist is still alive.
John the Baptist baptized me.
He baptized me.
And you think I'm John the Baptist. Right.
and so then, you know, after he goes through all the people, finally gets to Peter. Peter says, you are the Son of the living God. And Jesus, according to Robert Morris, he kind of injects the humor. He goes, I think it was probably more like, it's a miracle. Somebody finally got it.
Right.
You know, it's so, oh gosh, so
Peter
funny,
of all people too. Yeah, that was really well presented. It was fun.
Well, and so it just boils down to, this is an outstanding little bit of scripture here. And fantastic that he paid the price. He paid the price. And we have talked about that before is, you know, how much is the blood of one sinless being worth? Well, apparently it's worth all of our lives.
Right.
It's the value of his sinless blood is priceless, so much that he could pay for the ransom for every single person that has ever lived that would seek him.
But he would have done it for one.
Yep, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's astounding. Yep. That's pretty amazing. Okay, so this was Matthew 12?
This was Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 28.
All right, 20 through 28. Got
that's
it.
Right.
All right, Got it down there. All right, we'll be back with more. We've got lots to cover, so stick around, Patriots. Segment one brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. It's coming. It's imminent. Don't get left behind. Go to JesusAppears.com to learn more, and stick around. Segment two is coming right up.
One of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless. Slander, blackmail, corruption of character, to stock and trade. They recognize no such things as human dignity or any rights of the individual. Class hatred and open class warfare are their specialty. If they can get a few people killed, well, so much the better. As some were killed in this communist-incited race riot. At this, they are not only dirty, but they are oh so shrewd. Give them credit. They know Americans better than most Americans know communists. They are shrewd with words. How many Americans would volunteer for the communist army? Yet, many enlisted when it was called the Abraham Lincoln Brigade and went off to fight and die with the communists in the Spanish Civil War. When, in 1943, for tactical reasons, the Communist Party eliminated the Young Communist League, it instantly became the American Youth for Democracy.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And just remember, we are listener supported. We greatly need your help. And we do have, I've got $100 to add to our thermometer.
$140.
Oh, praise God. $140. Yep. Our goal is $3,600 that we are short on this year for our airtime. And if you guys want to keep us on the air, we could use your help. Thank you for all of those of you who have stepped up over the last year to donate just $5 or $10 or $20 a month. It all adds up. So we're asking for, you know, above and beyond, or a one-time donation for those of you who maybe you don't support us, but you enjoy listening to the show. If you'd consider going to radiofreeredoubt.com, clicking on the donate page, or click on the thermometer there on the right side of the sidebar, and there's several different ways that you can support us. So we ask that you prayerfully consider doing that. All right, Lady Liberty, it's hundreds of thousands of wind turbine blades that are coming to the end of their life.
Oh, for crying
probably
out loud.
Probably from striking all the birds. But
of course, they invested in all of those worthless things to begin with.
Oh, man, unbelievable. But we do have a lot of other stuff we want to hit on. Ivermectin is now FDA approved. They kind of slid that out there quietly, not too loud.
Oh, yeah, after so many people died instead of being able to take it because doctors were being threatened with losing their practicing license. You know, that if they gave ivermectin to anybody, they'd lose their license, they'd lose their practice, blah, blah, blah. Well, something that we've known all along, that it does work and that it has fixed it, and it saved who knows how many thousands of people's lives that saved just by people going and buying the horse paste and consuming that because the doctors were not allowed to give that.
That's and because so, they were. I've got a chart here. Maybe we can cover that tomorrow or Wednesday for Wiffle Bat Wednesday. The money payout. I mean, I've got bottom line dollar amounts that they were incentivized for the vaccine.
Right.
Meanwhile, this Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's been warning about COVID and the vaccines forever, just got her license suspended from the Ohio Medical Board.
For what?
For warning us. They didn't give an answer. They said we are not obligated to give a reason. So they just suspended her license. But she's been on the front lines warning about the Myrna vaccines and promoting ivermectin and other safe, effective methods.
Well, then she should sue them because they can't just do that. But
yep.
Well, and so also on the headlines, we've got Taiwan Vice President William Lay arrived in New York on Saturday at the start of a sensitive U.S. stopover, which China has condemned, and Taiwanese officials fear could prompt more Chinese military activity around the democratically governed island. And Lay, the frontrunner to become Taiwan's president in elections in January, is officially making only transit stops in the United States on his way to and from Paraguay for the swearing-in of its president next week. But the thing is boy, what China has to say is absolutely unacceptable. They're saying that they plan to, they already ramped up all of their military planes that are buzzing Taiwan ever since he left. They said, additionally, on Sunday, the Eastern Theater Command of the regime's People Liberation Army, which is responsible for the area around Taiwan, posted on its WeChat account a short video of fighter jets practicing dogfights at an undisclosed location. It said its forces had recently been engaged in high-intensity flight training, and Taiwan's Mainland Affairs Council condemned the CCP's continued military harassment of Taiwan and its military drills in the East China Sea, among other actions, saying it was seriously threatened. It's seriously threatening regional peace.
Yep.
And the CCP is the internationally recognized troublemaker, the council said in a Sunday statement. Our government firmly defends national sovereignty and security, guards the lines of defense of democracy and freedom, and will never back down, let alone capitulate. So good on them.
That's right.
And, you know, just the fact that China is condemning him, saying that they're calling this vice president, you have become a recognized troublemaker. Well, they don't own Taiwan,
right.
and they can't just go throwing their weight around acting like, all we have to do is intimidate everybody and everybody's just going to capitulate. Well, good for Taiwan. They say, forget about it. That's not going to happen.
That's right. That's the tactic that they're used to. And they label you a troublemaker.
That's right.
And so then, that's their way of saying you're a terrorist, right?
Right, exactly.
None of that surprises me.
Yeah, China can just stuff it.
Well, they just came out with a new cooling system for their military-grade laser, so now it can run indefinitely if they want.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, taking
direct energy weaponry.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, things are coming along very quickly.
No kidding.
Which it has to. The Lord's coming back. Tribulation's coming.
Yeah, they better get on it.
Yeah.
Well,
they got to catch up with Bill Gates. He's already got, mosquitoes, millions of mosquitoes are releasing,
That is one bad guy. My gosh. That is one bad guy in a Kermit sweater.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
Maybe I'll talk more about that tomorrow.
Well, so here as you all know, we've been following this unbelievable fire catastrophe in Maui, and also multiple fires in Hawaii. And the one in Hawaii, they actually spotted one of the arsons. If there's probably multiple, if both these islands suddenly caught on fire at the same time, I would have to guess arson on all of it.
Yeah, they're trying to identify a male on a green ATV who was spotted starting one of the fires.
Yep, in Hawaii.
Right.
And so the assessment of the fires that ravaged the island of Maui says that at least 93 people have died, nearly 1,000 people are missing, more than 2,200 buildings were destroyed by the flames, including a large majority of houses. Thousands of people are now homeless, and this is the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history.
Yep.
The cost of rebuilding Lahaina is estimated at $5.5 billion.
Wow.
And so we've got a clip here from a guy that's sitting there on what's left of the beach, the beaches, and listen what he has to say. This is quite interesting.
Yeah.
It was a firestorm.
I know, but
there was tornadoes of ash the size of charcoal from a barbecue, like being thrown by baseball players. I'm ducking behind walls. I had to kick in the door at Bubba Gump's to get out of it because I was getting pounded. And then Bubba Gump started on fire, and I'm running down Front Street, and the wall, there's like 80 people, and the ocean was on fire. Firefighter told me because the first layer of ash causes the seal. And then the next layer of ash was all the ambers. So the tide line was on fire and had to jump through the water.
I don't know what I'm
and come up through the fire. And 80 people, they were on the wall. Everybody started jumping in. Coast Guard was out there grabbing people. And I was like, no, I'm good. I was born in the water. I'm the tide. And they're grabbing people, and I swam. I knew my phone was only good for like 15 seconds being submerged, and then swam for like a half mile north. It was like nothing you've ever seen. This was bad, that the people in their cars that were dead and from asphyxiation and the fire blew out the car, and you just saw the numbers of the dead are so wrong.
Yeah, that's horrifying. I've seen quite a bit of the video footage from it, and a lot of people missing.
Oh, right.
Bodies are still being, you know, recovered out of the water daily.
Well, and just the fact that he says that the ocean was on fire and how the ash set on top of the water and then other layers stacked on top of that. And
the embers,
so, yeah. And so they actually sat there burning on top of the water, and people had to dive through the fire on the water.
Yep. That's what a scary, and it happens so fast.
Yep, no kidding.
So, you couldn't blame anybody for getting caught in that. I mean, they were just, you smell smoke, you walk out on the front porch, and there's fire surrounding you like a big horseshoe.
Yep, that's right.
And you're running for your life. I mean, it happened that fast.
Well, and to think that that's arson, that is shocking. Oh my gosh.
Well, they, especially with that windstorm, I mean, if that was arson, that was planned. What deadly planning.
It was highly coordinated, sounds like. Yeah, like they always are.
A lot of fires over there.
Yep.
All right, well, we're out of time. You guys have a blessed day. You be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.